Brothers and sisters, buckle your seatbelts. Don't move. Because I want to bring on a man.
Yes, sir.
That I'm just happy to have as a comrade in this struggle, as an imam in this city, as a revolutionary, as an educated man, as a learned man, as a family man. He's a good man. You need to put your arms around him and to put that security around him as well. Listen very carefully to what he has to say. He's the elected imam from the Islamic Center. You say I'm a racist? Well, this is my brother.
Yes.
And how can I be a racist and he be my brother? I want to bring on Imam Muhammad Atsi. Let's bring him on.
In the name of Allah, the mercy giver and the merciful. Sisters and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I thank my dear brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and the other brothers who may have contributed in us being here this evening. I would like to begin by saying, because the topic is speaking about an axis of evil. That people who are truly evil have a courage to go on the offensive and blame those who are just trying to make ends meet in this world of being evil, when in fact they themselves are the sources of all of this evil. When we speak about, let me first, because there's so many issues that have to be tied together, and please bear with me if we try to tie these issues together with a little of your time. When we speak about today's United States foreign policy as it goes out into the world has been like a Wild West for many, many generations and centuries. The whole American continent, from the North Pole to the South Pole, was open season for them centuries ago. Today, open season is outer space. They take their military payloads to outer space. They go around the world picking on innocent populations, whether these populations are Muslim populations or whether these populations are Southeast Asian populations or whether these populations are African populations or whether they are Latin American populations. They don't care. As long as they see that there is a financial and economic interest to be gained, they make no distinction about the rest of the peoples in the world. So they're flexing their military muscles, and we want to take a close look at these people who are making these killing policies in the world today, policies of genocidal nature. This word genocide, where did it come from? These policies of genocide, where did they originate? Let's take a little look at the type of human beings that we are speaking about. These are not innocent human beings, not by any stretch of the imagination. President Bush, Rumsfeld, Ashcroft, Powell, please don't be deceived by people's color of skin. We have something to worry about when this type of president in this type of administration places two personalities, one of them in Foggy Bottom and the other one in the National Security Agency, and both of them have the type of skin color that disagrees with them. You can tell they have evil on their mind when they begin to protect themselves with camouflage.
Check it out, bro.
And then they have someone else in the United Nations also, who's also a front man for them. This is evil. Now, let's take a look at some of their history with us. We can't go into any deep details here, but to recoup some of the information that we have to try to understand these people better. These people were involved in an inquisition against those who disagreed with them because of matters of faith. These inquisitions were systemic because there were Muslims who were living in Europe, Al-Andalus, it was called at the time, today it's known as Spain and Portugal. They were called Moriscos or Moors. And this European psychology cannot agree to coexist and live with other people who happen to have different opinions about God or a different view of the color of the skin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They can't agree with that.
Yes, sir.
So they gave some of our ancestors who go back there, they gave them the choice. You either leave this country. And how are you going to leave? You cross the Mediterranean or you cross the Atlantic. You go back or you go to North Africa or you go into slavery into America.
Yes.
That's a choice. Another choice is you disbelieve in your convictions. If you're a Muslim or if you're not someone who belongs to their imagery of God, and this is the danger. That's why we're not here, of course, to promote any certain religion. But of course, if you find that there is a virtue to Islam, why hold back the words of truth?
Yes, sir.
If we as Muslims don't place an imagery on God, that helps us become closer brothers. But those people who begin to place their particular image on God, they're driving a wedge in the human community.
Yes.
That's what they did. They've done it that all the way back, hundreds of years. This is not American foreign policy that came from nowhere. It comes from deep psychology.